You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, welcome to Instant Reaction. Iowa State with a, That was a nail biter, but a huge win today over number 8 Oklahoma State, 24-21. And first of all, I want to thank our sponsors, Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. I'll never do that again, I promise. They've been doing the Instant Reaction for a long time. Shout out to those guys, my buddies, Dr. Greenwald and Dr. Warmy from the McFarland Clinic, orthopedic surgeons. They are the doctors who work on the Cyclones. And, of course, our friends at Authentic Brands. I'm currently watching some crowd surfing going on the field as Iowa State just it's a weird feeling because, like, the students charge the field and everything, but Iowa State was a seven-point favorite. That was a, football game that if Iowa State doesn't win it, you're going to feel really sick about it. Felt like the whole game, even when Iowa State was down, that they were better. Key play, I thought, in the first half was when Sean Shaw dropped a pass. Late in the first half, it gave Oklahoma State the football back. Great throw by Spencer Sanders I want to see who it was that caught that pass. It was Presley who caught the catch in the back of the end zone. And all of a sudden, Iowa State's down by 7 at halftime with Oklahoma State getting the football back. And you're starting to get a little bit Riley as far as how that could go. And just a major missed opportunity, big mistake. And then you have a mistake on the back end of your defense, which is fairly rare with those two guys, Eisworth back there. And you're not feeling great. But, man, what a just a grinded out Iowa State type win in the second half. I'm telling you, I've been saying this for a couple weeks now, Brock Purdy's playing the best football of his career. 27 for 33, 370 yards, 2 touchdowns, absolutely elite. There aren't many quarterbacks in college football playing better than Brock Purdy right now. If you were one of those people calling for him to get benched a month ago, shame on you. He has been absolutely unreal the last 3 games. And not everybody's doing it to Kansas because Caleb Williams struggled big time today. He's been absolutely unreal. Did it again today. Shout out to Will McDonald. 2 absolute clutch sacks in Oklahoma State's second to last drive. That were money plays. Those are money plays. Those are the plays that, make you a millionaire in the NFL. And he will be probably next year. Will McDonald absolutely dominating the last 2 games defensively for Iowa State. The biggest reaction I have here is Rob Gray, Jared Stansberry, and, of course, Bloom and I tomorrow night. We'll have a lot of reaction to this game. But this is a big game for the Big 12 Conference. Iowa State is right in the thick of things now. You're probably looking at a top 20 ranking next week, and everything that you set out for other than a playoff bid is there for you for the taking right now. A huge stretch of football games coming up at West Virginia next week. That's always a tough place to play in Morgantown. And then you got Texas the following week here in Ames, which is going to be an absolute, that atmosphere. Today's atmosphere was as good as I've seen at Jack Trice Stadium. Absolutely bonkers, just loud. I thought the crowd was amazing. They cheered at the right times. They got quiet at the right times. It was an elite football crowd on a perfect October day. Absolutely a perfect October day. Right now I'm watching George Condit direct the band. That's fun. What a good dude. But yeah, I mean, that's the reaction. I'm a big picture guy. I'm always looking weeks down the road. But you had to have this win, put you back on the national map. I saw a ton of national writers tweeting about Iowa State. You can't put the there's so much value in all of that. So Iowa State's back into the mix. And you look ahead now to a West Virginia team that we'll learn more about. They're playing TCU tonight. Let's look at next week. Or in 2 weeks with Texas, we look back at this football game here. The one like negative I would come at it today with is I think Iowa State's going to be a dinged up football team next week. I don't know who will be out, but Mike Rose, he had something going on with his right arm / shoulder. He injured that in, like, I want to say the first series. I saw him blimp out. Xavier Hutchinson, who was elite today, got dinged up at the end of the football game. Datron Young, there's a lot of guys who are going to be in ice baths, so we'll have to see how that plays out here over the next couple of days. But I do think that I don't know how many of those guys would be out next week, but they're going to be a dinged up, banged up football team after an incredibly physical matchup with Oklahoma State, a football team that really has completely changed its entire identity over the last few years. I give Mike Gundy a ton of credit for that. Really cool stuff. Great game. This was a fun one to be at. Really hope you guys had fun. Drive home safely. Happy homecoming. Iowa State 24-21 over Oklahoma State. And we'll have a hell of a lot more reaction to this video. Rob and Jared will have their podcast. And we'll have all sorts of stuff. You know where to go, CycloneFanatic.com. Thank all of our great sponsors. If you like what we do, you should become a premium member. Nothing helps keep us going like that. And we appreciate y'all. Have a great rest of your Saturday. Rate, subscribe, review here on the feed. We appreciate it. Later.